Mr. Biden agreed to a meeting in principle, whereas the Kremlin said there isn't a concrete plan at this point for a summit. So how likely is an actual meetup between these two?
Well, I think it's still likely. I think Ukraine would like to be involved. I don't think that's as likely, but there's a lot of fluidity right now in terms of what's happening, and I think it would be a big mistake, crazy, for Russia not to continue down the diplomatic path.
Now, Ukraine's defense minister is saying that his country hasn't seen any drawback of weapons and withdrawal of forces. And as we've been reporting, satellite images show Russian troops close to Ukraine's northeastern border. So are we to assume that Russia has no intention at this time of backing down?
Well, yeah, the troop buildup is now close to 190,000 troops. And that is a much larger force than if they were just concerned with Donetsk and Luhansk, the separatist regions that they're backing in the east. That the show of forces that they have is much larger than that. And that hasn't really changed. That's continued to go up. And even though last week they said they were back, they were finished with their so-called exercises, they haven't made any changes. So that remains a very worrying signal.
Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said that if this moves forward, this could turn into the biggest war Europe's seen since 1945. Do you agree with that?
Well, any engagement between NATO and Russia to a nuclear alliance and a nuclear country would be very, very serious. So, I mean, just as in the Cold War, it's vital to avoid confrontation if possible. On the other hand, with the troop buildup, it's still unclear what Russia is planning to do. Ukraine is a large country, but even in the small regions of Donetsk and Luhansk, there's 3.5 million people there. So it still has the potential to be a very big conflict. I would say it's probably more like something like the Yugoslav Wars rather than World War II, because I don't see, you know, Putin is not planning to invade all of Europe, as far as we know.
Could Russia recognize some of these self-declared republics in eastern Ukraine as independent?
Yeah, that's actually one of the worrying signs, is that while Russia was saying last week, okay, you know, we'll go home, everything is fine, at the same time, their parliament recognized the two regions as independent, and then they have started a propaganda campaign that a genocide is imminent in the regions. And so a lot of people think that this is gearing up for a false flag attack, where they claim that the Ukrainians are committing genocide and therefore they need to move in militarily to protect people. So the claim, the recognition of independence for those two states is sort of worrying. However, even if that's what they were planning to do, to go into those two regions, it doesn't really explain the massive troop buildup, which is much bigger than they would need if they just were interested in the east. But the eastern territories might be some face-saving way that they have for having some kind of military victory after this big show of brinksmanship.
Yeah.